And would you require that they be together more in this sort of format so they understand and get into the culture of team play?
They're not going to get that. It ain't going to happen. So, I mean, there's not even any really good reason for theorizing about it, Nick. It's just, look, the Europeans don't do it. The Europeans, though, they have the passion that I'm talking about. They have the desire to beat America because, you know what, when you read a story for the next 2 years about any one of the members on this Ryder Cup team from Europe, included with their name, they're going to say Paul Casey, Ryder Cup star, Paul Casey, future Ryder Cup hero. You know, the press, the people, everybody talks about the Ryder Cup over there. Over here, it's just another event that we don't really care about until it happens, or maybe 2 weeks before it happens, and then we like to jump on the guys for not performing if they lose. We don't really care about it, and to try and make believe that we care about it as a public, as an entity, as the United States of America, is really being hypocritical, in my opinion. You know, we could flip it all around. How come Sergio Garcia and Colin Montgomery can't win majors?
Right.
Let's talk about it that way. I mean, that's the American perspective on things. Majors are the end all, and we have won the majority of the major championships over the last 15 years. So, I mean, you have to make it important before you can start to tweak with the process of selecting players or putting them together to form better team units or any of that stuff. Until it becomes important, perception precedes thought, thought precedes reality. Until the perception in America that this is an important event happens, nothing after that's going to make a difference.